This is Twit.
Now, as if Marriott didn't have enough problems with their data leak from last year, they're now rolling out more information about what was actually leaked. Now, according to Marriott this past week, Starwood Hotels did not encrypt password numbers for 5.25 million of their guests. Now, when the attack was first revealed by Marriott at the end of November, it said that the information leaked was upward of about 500 million of their guests, all from reservation database of Starwood. Now, a major that's basically a new hotel chain bought by Marriott. Now, in this recent release, they're narrowing it down to the upper limit to be actually affecting guests of the upwards of 383 million. Although a little better, the revised figure is still the largest loss in history, greater than the attack of Equifax, the consumer credit report agency, which lost driver's license and social security numbers of roughly 145.5 million Americans in 2017. Now, they still have no idea who actually carried out the attack, but we have talked about it before, and it looks to be state actors from China. Now, it was an attempt by China's Ministry of Security or State Security to compile a huge database of Americans and others with sensitive government or industry positions, including where they worked, the names of their colleagues, foreign contacts and friends, and where they travel. Now, although unrelated, it seems like it has relevance that a top official of Chinese Ministry of State Security was arrested in Belgium late last year and extradited to the United States on charges of playing a central role in hacking of American defense-related firms. Now, why are password numbers such a big deal here? Well, if it will allow for intelligence services around the world and other governments to actually track people who cross borders. Now, the State Department issued a statement last month telling passport holders not to panic because the number alone would not enable someone to create a fake passport. Now, if nothing else, this has revealed another vulnerability in the hotel chain's data storage of passport data. That 5 million numbers were not encrypted, but 20.3 million were actually encrypted. So they need to find out why those two things weren't and justify that and fix that. Now, I guess there is an upside. They learned a little bit by their mistakes. Maybe.